Father, we thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for the privilege, Lord, to share your word. I pray that we will receive instruction. I pray that we will learn and we will do. Lord, I pray that we will receive the word of God, not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word which effectually works in us who believe. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that we are going to have a wonderful service. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Godwin, our pastor, for giving me the privilege to share with you the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. And thank you for discipling us and for believing in us. Hallelujah. One of the things about Pastor Godwin is that he believes so much in people. And he believes so much in their ability. Praise the Lord. So, Pastor, thank you so much. Hallelujah. So today we are going to talk about prayer. Hallelujah. And the subject I'm going to be sharing about is prayer by precept and by example. Prayer by precept and by example. Praise the Lord. Prayer by precept and by example. Or precept is teaching. Prayer by teaching and by example. Hallelujah. I believe one of the core values of the church should be prayer. The core value of the church should be what? Prayer. Every church should have that as their core value. Amen. Because it is impossible to live a Christian life without prayer. It is very, very impossible. Praise the Lord. So we are going to be talking about prayer by precept and by example. And we shall talk about many things concerning prayer. Amen. You know, and most times we are told to pray. Have you ever been told to pray? You should pray. You need to pray. Amen. And many times we assume that people know how to pray. Or we tell people, study the word of God. You know. But actually, we assume that people know what it means to study the word of God. You need to evangelize. But do you know how to evangelize? You know, many people come to the local church and you hear the message on evangelism, but you don't know how to do it. So you are told many times to pray, but yet you do not know how to go about with prayer. Praise the Lord. So today we are going to, I'm going to try my level best to explain, you know, prayer and how to go about with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, one of the thing about the disciples of Jesus, not the 12, the disciple, every believer ought to be a disciple of Jesus. And by the way, you know, in the church we have many converts, but few disciples. You know that. In fact, many people receive Christ, but a few people in the local church are discipled. Now, that is mainly because the leaders in the local church have not taken time to disciple people. And let me tell you, discipling people is work, and it is hard work. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor was talking very early in the morning about the disciples of Jesus. One time he had, is it 72? Sorry? He had 12. He had 72. You know, there is a time Jesus preached the gospel and many of his disciples did not walk with him. They left him. In fact, that has comforted me sometimes. You know, that if disciples can leave Jesus, who am I? Hallelujah. The Bible says they walked no more with him. Praise the Lord. And he also told Peter and the 12, will you also leave? And Peter said, where will I go? For you are the one who has the word of life. Hallelujah. By the way, why do you come to church? Because that is very important. I believe Peter must have understood why he was with Jesus. Because he's told him, where can I go? You are the one who has the word of life. Praise the Lord. Not you are the one who has the best sound system or the best lights. You are the one who has the what? The word of life. So Peter, they stayed because of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul said that at my first defense, no one stood with me. All forsook me. And he said, let it not be counted on them. Hallelujah. But he said, but the Lord stood with me. Praise the Lord. So discipleship is hard work. Hallelujah. And I want to admonish you, imitate members, be given to discipleships. Praise the Lord. Give yourself to be discipled. Allow yourself to be discipled. Let me tell you, many times, it is not that the preacher is not anointed, but a preacher can go as far as you let him. Amen. I can affect your life as far as you let me. Praise the Lord. Jesus was able to affect the 12 disciples because they let him. Amen. Because once you let me, it means you're ready to receive. You're ready to receive instructions. Praise the Lord. And I will take you to the path, you know, where you'll be a full grown up believer. Hallelujah. So when you talk about discipleship, it is for your good. Amen. It is for your good. And when Jesus had gone, the 12 disciples, what they did, my goodness, they turned the world upside down. Why? Because they allowed themselves to be discipled for 3 years. Amen. Hallelujah. So, one of the things we disciple you in is prayer. Because Jesus told us, go. Give me Matthew 28, verse number 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18 to 20 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, all authority has been given unto me. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. That word power is authority. Go therefore and teach all nations. That word teach all nations is the word make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you to the very end of the age. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So a disciple is a student. A disciple is what? A student or a pupil. Yeah, the teacher used to call him a pupil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A disciple is one who receives instruction. Praise the Lord. Now, as a disciple, you are instructed. Amen. You need to be taught. And one of the things you need to be taught as a disciple is prayer. Hallelujah. Actually, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, give me 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we are going to read verse number 15. If you are in Imitate Church and you do not know this scripture, you know you should know scripture by heart, by understanding, but also by memory. In that when they wake you very up in the morning and say, hey, this scripture, you are able to what? To quote it verbatim without what? Hallelujah! Those days they used to call me CBCHU. CBCHU is what? Chief Bible Quoter. I used to quote a lot. I knew where scriptures are. I still know, but I don't quote. Amen. Hallelujah. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Observation. May be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise the Lord. Scripture is for instruction. Hallelujah. When you come to church, you come to be instructed. Now, let me tell you, if you don't want to grow, this is what you do. You just come to church and get information. And you go back and say, "Eh, omusajja ayogera." That the man can what? And they are those believers who only want to know about who they are. They want to know what? About who they are. Now, when instructions are given, they begin to complain. They say, it's not all about that. It's about who you are. Have you met such believers? Oh, this word. You know, this church is the epitome of revelation. Oh, we love the word. When you tell them, let's go for evangelism. No, it's not about it. God will save them. Let's pray. It's not how much you pray. Hallelujah. A believer receives instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we are talking about prayer by precept and by example. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 verse 1. Luke 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Praise the Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place. Number one, Jesus prayed. Hallelujah. He was praying in a certain place. And his disciples saw him praying. And they asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples. John must have been also a very good teacher. He taught his disciples how to pray. Amen. So, one of the characteristics of discipleship is teaching. There is too much teaching. Amen. So, prayer is taught. Prayer is what? Hallelujah. Prayer is taught. Teach us how to pray. Amen. So, there is a teaching on prayer.
And also, there is a showing how to pray. Amen. By the way, many people have theology on prayer. But when it comes to the praying itself, amen, they can tell you the definition of prayer. Amen. But when you tell them now, let's pray. And you know, you cannot learn the art of prayer without praying. Amen. You know, there is learning about prayer, but also there is the art of what? Prayer. And the art of prayer, you learn it mostly when you are among people who are praying. Hallelujah. In fact, after learning about prayer, you need to be thrown in a place where people are praying too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they said, teach us how to pray, or instruct us how to pray. Give us information about prayer. Hallelujah. But how many believers love to pray? If you're a believer and you don't love prayer, I pray for you that you love prayer. I was going to say one to you, but no. Amen. Luke 18. Luke 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Last time when Apostle Paul was teaching on tongues on Wednesday, it was very powerful. I think our key scripture was 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. That he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto, but speaketh unto, for no man. And the man there is not woman or man. It is humanity. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says men ought always to pray, it is talking about what? Humanity. And humanity is both male and female. Hallelujah. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought to pray and not give up, as other versions put it. Hallelujah. Ought always. Prayer should be regular. Prayer should be constant, always. Men ought to pray and not give up. Hallelujah. Now, prayer is an activity of man. Prayer is what? It is men who pray. It is what? Prayer is an activity of man. Hallelujah! Prayer is also of the earth. In heaven, we don't pray. Hallelujah. Prayer is an earthly activity. When we are still there, we used to pray. Through what? Through some saints. Amen. Saint Gonzaga Gonza. Oya Gonza Nsonga. Saint Buza Bariao. All those are what? I love their names. In fact, one of my friends told me the reason why the king killed many of them is because of their names. Saint Vaze Kuketa. You have come to spy on us. So they killed him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it is men who are living who ought to what? To pray. The dead do not pray. Tell your neighbor, the dead do not pray. You know, David said that, Lord, you know, do the dead praise you? Do those who go down in hell worship you? It is the living Hallelujah. So prayer is an activity of man. And prayer is of the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you need to pray now. And you pray here. Amen. Now, back to Luke 11, verse number 1. We are looking at prayer by precept and prayer by what? By example. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus did not only teach his disciples how to pray, but also he showed them how they ought to pray. He asked him, teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples. Amen. Now, we all know that Jesus is God who became what? A man. In John 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with, and the Word was, the same was in the beginning with. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was. I love that verse, just the way it sounds. Amen. And then in 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. So, He's God who became a man. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, in His earthly life, He prayed. In fact, He prayed too much than you can ever what? Think or imagine. Tell your neighbor, Jesus prayed too much. And Jesus is my example. Hallelujah. You know, some believer says that, you know, God wants us to be like Jesus. If you want to be like Jesus, you do what Jesus what? Follow His example. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus' life was full of prayer. It was full of prayer. Jesus prayed. Now, let's look at instances where Jesus prayed. And one of them actually is Luke chapter 11 and verse number 1. They found Him praying in a certain place. And that's when His disciples told Him, teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke 3:21 says, now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus was going to be baptized. And He is found praying. Amen. Was He praying that the water becomes clean? By the way, was He praying for visa? Oh, wife. Let me talk this one. Let me say this one prematurely. If you want to stop what? Praying. Let your prayer needs be focused on what? On those things. I need the wife. There you are what? Those are the people when they get wife, they leave what? God, me, if you can only give me a house, if you can give me a good business, if you can give me a car, and what else? And I can take my children to good schools and maybe help a few people. Nze mukama mba nkozechi. Maze. Gwomulabe gwe gwayagala. Gama mjana, gwomulabe gwe gwayagala. And let me tell you, when you achieve those things, you're going to stop what? Praying. Kubanga wakolachi, watuka. Hallelujah. You don't have an eternal what? Perspective. perspective. So, that is why you will stop. And that's why you begin to say, it is not about what? It is not about prayer. You know, it's not that every time you have to pray, certain things you just think them. The enemy is doing you. Amen. There is a point where we don't need miracles. We don't pray for miracles. I watched it, Pastor. We need what? Person was given $1 million. You don't need to what? There's a time when you don't what? Pray for what? You do what? You make them. You wait the day you will need a miracle. You will pray for it. Hallelujah. So that's why people stop praying. Because you have reached Watuka. Before the way even you are praying. You are praying in the way. You are how can I put it? Yeah? Prevailing. You didn't even care who is looking at you. Even your body. And by the way, stop looking at how people pray. You pray your own prayer. Some people say, is how that sister prays. Don't mind, sister. If you pray your own. Amen. Hallelujah. Why do you be looking when other people what? You pray your own prayer. Hallelujah. So I don't care who is looking at me. I will pray. Amen. So that's why people what? Stop praying. Because they have reached. And because they do not have an eternal perspective of the gospel. They think that actually the gospel is just achieving their personal what? Personal needs. Me, as long as my needs are met, nze maze. Hallelujah. So Jesus is going to be baptized and is found to be praying. Hallelujah. Why was he praying? Amen. In fact, let me just give you some other scriptures. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 5. Luke 5. Verse 16. Says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Jesus often withdrew himself into the wilderness. The wilderness is not a dungu. The wilderness is a place where there are no people. So Jesus often withdrew himself, into the wilderness to do what? To pray. Hallelujah. It is good for a believer to move away to pray. You move away to? And many times we know how to move away for other things. You need to learn to move away to pray. Hallelujah. In fact, let me give you also the scripture. In Mark 1:35. Mark 1:35. Mark 1:35. Mark 1:35. It says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Praise the Lord. Jesus rising up very early, he woke up to pray. You know, there is waking up and then you pray. But there is also waking up to what? The reason you have woken up is to pray. But there is also waking up and you find yourself what? You're waking up to go for work and then in there you throw what? A prayer. Father, I thank you. Bless my day. May customers come there. And then what? But there is waking up to pray. So Jesus would wake up, maybe be at 5 or 4, to pray. Amen. Say, I will wake up to pray. Yeah.
And me normally, morning prayers are very powerful for me. I feel very fresh and very energetic. In fact, even when I wake up, when I'm still sleepy, but after 5 minutes, I can pray very well in the morning.
Amen. So, Jesus woke up to pray. Amen. Say, Jesus is my example. I wake up to pray.
Like he did.
Hey. Hallelujah. Luke 12. Luke 6:12.
I love this one. I want to walk in this one so much. Luke 6:12.
It says, and it came to pass on those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Jesus continued all night in prayer. So there is an all night prayer. So there is an all night prayer. From 6 to 6. Now, say also it is possible to pray from 6 up to 6 without fainting. It is possible. Hallelujah. Jesus, as a man, he did it. And if he did it, why can't you also what? Did it. Hallelujah. It is possible.
We are going to see that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Luke chapter 9.
I guess that is my scripture. I don't written this one down. I pray I see it.
Luke 9:28. Yes, thank you, Lord. Luke 9:28. And it came to pass about an 8. And it came to pass about an 8 days after those sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into the mountain to pray. And he prayed. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Praise the Lord. So Jesus took his disciples to pray. By the way, he taught them how to pray, but he also took them to a prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mountain. I think that's where people go to prayer mountain. Amen.
By that prayer mountain, I thank God whoever started it, but it has helped many people.
Praise the Lord. So, we see Jesus what? Praying. Amen.
We have seen it. Luke 11. I think let me just go through the book of Luke. Luke 11, 1. And then onwards. And then we saw Luke 18. From Luke 18:1. Now, let me show you one more in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22:39. It says,
and he came out and went as he was wont to the mountain of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Praise the Lord. Give it to me in the NLT. Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left upstairs room, and went as usual to the mountain of Olives. Actually, there's a version which says, as his custom was. The New King James. Give me the New King James. Give me the New King James. Coming out, he went to the mountain of Olives, as he was accustomed. And his disciples also followed him. Now, that was Jesus' prayer, what? Yeah, he used to go there. In fact, that's where they found him. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor, do you have a place? We can find you. You know, I have worked with the people who have life controlling problems. You know, drugs and alcohol. But sometimes when someone leaves and you ask one of them, or you ask someone who used to be there, they will know, I know where to what. In fact, one time someone stole my shoes. It was a good shoe. Pastor Godwin is the one who had given it to me. It was called Cat from Singapore. Yali nyanyo njine jene vajimpa. Umuyaye na ajikolaji. So some boys who are in the program told me, Musumba kakana. Eyengato by tomorrow. Genda kube ekolaji. Eriwano. In fact, tomorrow. Engatunalinkolaji. You know, we know where to what? We know. If he's not here, he's here. They can track properly. By the way, I used to think that being on streets, you just live on the street far. Even when you're stealing, I thought you just steal what? There is hierarchy. When you steal, you come and report to the boss. You think you just do... There is... a boss, at the end of the day, you come and what? And report and say, I made what? This amount, boss. Echimwe chekumi chichinu. You cannot operate on it freely. In fact, I used to think you just be there freely. Even sleeping, there is one who is what? In charge of that whole street. So when you tell you are in the church, you think tu kunyigiriza. Genda koko street, ojakulaba. There is order. There are hierarchies. You report. Someone was telling me, there's a boy who told me, the boss told him, Nae gwedogo nga tocha reportinga. Gwedogo nga tocha reportinga. Njaku yisamu chivoko. Aka boss, ebintu ibadde bubi. Encha, tomorrow, I want something in my hands. There are hierarchies. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus would be found in that place praying. Amen. Hallelujah. And by physical, it is also applicable. You can have your prayer place where you go to what? Let me also say this prematurely. If you don't plan to pray, you will not pray. I'll come to that later. If you don't plan to pray, and you say, I will pray whenever I feel like praying, you will never pray. Or you will not be effective in what? In prayer. Hallelujah. So we see Jesus all away his life and his ministry. He is praying. Now, it is very absurd. If we see Jesus do that, and we the church don't follow his example. Amen. And we begin to say notions like, it is not about what? Prayer. Jesus, praying, our Lord, our Master. It is a joke. You know, let me say this proverb, forgive me. He said, Bolaba nyini mu yebise kutia. Atenga gosabe suka. If you see the owner, covering himself with a sackcloth, and you ask what? Ngagosabaji esuka. Ah. Bolabo musumba asabanga akaba. Ngagoseka. Ate olumu olaba asaba akaba naye nga ewaka ebintu byonna biri buki? Nga ayina emmotoka, abaana basoma mu masomo ge baagala, nga naye olaba asaba akola ki? Nga gogamba naye bano abantu basabira biki? Awo waliwo akukola ki? Waliwo akuloga. Hallelujah. So if you see Jesus pray, and for you are looking, no wonder, but I believe by the time his disciples asked him to teach them how to pray, they must have observed him for quite somewhat. He was praying in a certain place. Must have been that place. He saw him. Teach us how to pray. Praise the Lord. That is a good request. Hallelujah. If you're a believer, teach me how to pray. If you're struggling to pray, have you ever come to your disciple and asked him to teach you how to pray? You should come with such requests. Not pastor banange ebintu biri buki. Nabyo bireti. Naye kyonga musumba njagala kunjigiriza kola ki? Kusaba. Nange nsabe nga gwe. Hallelujah. Njagala kunjigiriza kigambo. Gwe wakiyiga otya? Njagala kunjigiriza kuwulira njiri. Hallelujah. Mutugambeko ebintu bwe bityo. Njagala kunjigiriza kuwaayo. Hallelujah. Teach me how to prophesy. And let me tell you, you come behind in no gifting. Amen. Hallelujah. That is a good request. Teach us how to pray. Teach me how to lead a house church. Amen. Teach me how to evangelize. When I got born again, I think by the next week, maybe, I was doing evangelism. As an evangelism, I went with Pastor Godwin to Naria. When Naria had no beauty or comeliness, the roads, actually. We went there. I went there, I think, 3 times. After 3 times, you know, he told me, okay, now you go, and you know what? I went to Ntinda Barracks. That was my mission's ground. And then I would bring 2 taxis. Amen. I was taught how to do it. I first looked at what Pastor Godwin was doing. He would talk to people. Hey, I see. After that, he prays for them, whatever he was doing. So I went and also did the what? Sometimes it's as simple as that. Observe and then what? Do.
When your pastor is praying, is not seated while praying. You know. Amen. Okay. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Let me read it. Amen. Whatever you see your leader do, you do it. Amen. Let me tell you, the first time I went for a prayer meeting, I saw my pastor pace throughout the what? I never sat in a prayer meeting. I paced. Have you ever seen me sit in a prayer meeting? We are praying and I am seated. I paced. Why? Because that's what I saw my disciple do. Praise the Lord. Because that's what I'm seeing him what? Do. Be followers of those who through faith and patience have inherited promises. Hallelujah. Brothers, be followers of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I am a disciple of Jesus. I follow his example. Hallelujah. So Jesus, we see Jesus praying throughout. He is praying. Amen. Now, let me mention something. In Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, we are going to read verse number 5 and verse number 6 and 7. Matthew says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when thou pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their speaking." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, in verse 5, give me the NLT, verse 5. Hallelujah. It says, "When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever want." Now, this scripture is not against you praying to be, you praying when people are what? But when you are praying to be seen, when you are praying to be seen, that is hypocrisy. When you give to be seen. Now, sometimes as a leader, you have to what? Yeah, you have to be also seen. You remember when Jesus was collecting offering? He was there looking at it. Indeed, I suppose you look at offering. Gamba na yoli rwachi. Look at it. That is discipleship. Amen. So you don't give to be. And churches love cameras. But churches will deny their own people things. And then go on camera, on TV to be what? That is hypocrisy. That is what? Hallelujah.
So, in fact, for the disciples to ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, they saw him what? Praying. Praise the Lord. So being seen when you're praying is not bad. But when you are praying to be seen, that is hypocrisy. Praise the Lord. Give me verse 6. But when you pray, go away by yourself and shut your door, and shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Praise the Lord. So, prayer is a private matter between you and God. Prayer is fellowship between you and what? And your Father. Hallelujah. It is fellowship. Amen. Now, like I said, there are times I pray. In fact, I pray when I am seen, but I'm not praying to be. In fact, if I pray to be seen, what will you give me? Say, ah, msaji anga asaba. Hallelujah. Now, in fact, let me tell you, also in discipleship, when we are training you how to pray, we look at you how you are praying. That's why sometimes I can come and grab your what? Because I see the way you are praying. The enemy will overcome you in the prayer. There are postures where the enemy will what? Please, if you feel sleepy, don't sit down. You feel sleepy and you want to pray and you are seated what? Down on the couch. You will be overcome. When you feel sleepy, this is where you start what? Rekuto prata. That one even walk faster. Hallelujah. But you are sleepy and then you will end up cursing God and blessing the devil. It can happen. One time my wife told me, why don't you just leave the prayer? Why don't you just leave what? The prayer. Because as what? Praying while lying, as tired. Amen. But you leave it. Amen. Others you'll talk unspeakable what? Things. Deep things. Which are not permitted to be what? Hey. Hallelujah. So, in prayer, you are fellowshipping with God. Praise the Lord. Now, here he talks about vain repetition. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says that they think that they will be heard by their what? Give me verse 7. When you pray, don't give me King James. King James will bring it out the way I want it. I'll come back to that. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much praying. Do not use vain repetition. Now, some people have concluded that this verse is speaking against praying for long. Well, it says, they think they will be heard by their much what? And then people say, it's not how long you what? Some people say, it is the quantity of the prayer. And not the what? No, it is the what? The quality, not the quantity. Hallelujah. So me, I pray for 2 minutes. And I thank God. There is a place for that. But we shall look at the place where that one does not what? We are contending for nations. And you say we are going to pray for 2 minutes. Haven't you seen Jesus praying from 6 to 6? And he was not praying for wife. He was not praying for visa. Yeah? He was not praying for his enemies to be killed. What was he praying about? Praise the Lord. Throughout his life, he is praying. Hallelujah.
You know, these days I've discovered that the enemy is real. Okay, I know it, but I've discovered. The enemy is what? Is real. I've discovered. But also God is power. Is more real. More what? I went to a village school one time. So is real. Amen. Hallelujah. And a believer ought not what? To sleep. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know two things about the devil. You can overrate him. You can what? It means you are in fear. Every time, oh Murabi, you are always speaking about what the devil is what? Oh, nayaka sajakano. Yeah, the guy, even when he sees a bee, nagamba kasajo bakanjagazachi. One time he dropped a glass. Nayaka sajakano kasitani. So it is just a glass. Amen. But also, if you are ignorant of him, he will take advantage of you. Praise the Lord. That's why Apostle Paul says we are not ignorant of his what? Devices. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus is saying, vain repetition. Actually, that word, vain repetition, means that actually, empty. It means empty. It means nonsense. It means words that mean nothing. Actually, it means there was no request made at all. Vain. The word, look at the word vain. Yeah? Obutalimu. You know, some believers pray like that. It is in their prayer, there is vanity. Hallelujah. So they repeat what is what? Nonsense. That is why a believer ought to be taught the word of God. Praise the Lord. Because the word of God will instruct you how to pray. Hallelujah. But it's not against praying for long. Because you see Jesus, he's talking to God for long. I mean, he's praying from 6 to 6. What is he praying about? Praise the Lord. He's waking up very early in the morning. What is he praying about? Amen. He is in communion with God. He is fellowshipping with God. Praise the Lord. Let me say this also. Prayer is a time eater. Now, when you go to prevailing prayer, remind me that statement. Prayer is what? You know, many times we underinvest and overexpect. I heard that from someone. We under what? And what? Abata siga ansigu. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, prayer, there is time. There is time. Jesus took time fellowshipping with God. Hallelujah. He is communing with God. He's praying all night. Amen. Let me give you one more scripture in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, 26.
Matthew 26, verse 38. It says, "Then cometh Jesus." I said 38. 38. "Then cometh he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto them, What? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Could you not what? The minimum is at least 1 hour. Say the minimum I should pray is at least 1 hour. That is Jesus. Couldn't you watch with me? Let me say this. Every believer has the ability and the capacity to pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Kama ibazwa. You know, where I used to work, we used to lift. We used to what? There is what we used to call the big dog. Now, the big dog is the heaviest. I have never carried the big dog. I have carried the puppy. The small one. But you know, it is not that I don't have the ability to carry what? Hallelujah. In fact, many guys would come when they could not lift the big dog. Not that they don't have the what? The ability to do it. But they have not what? Exercised themselves to be able to what? So they start on 1 hour. And then they what? They lift. After some time, they get hold of the big dog. Amen. That everything, I don't know, over it's 80 kilos, I don't know. But also the first time you handle it, you don't do more than 3. In fact, you can do, the guy struggled to do 1. But later, he could do 20. Now, we had a guy who would do 50. The first day he came, he says, "Give me the big dog. This one, I don't operate in those levels. You give," I says, "Man," the man was not also as even big. Wasn't as big as Brother Mike. I'm sorry. I meant Brother Peter. Yes. So he carried, he did 50. We said Zabu. So that is small, what? But us would struggle. But not that we don't have the ability. We have the ability. But we have not what? Exercised ourselves to be able to do what? So when Jesus talks about praying from 6 to 6, you know, you can say, No! The eye is not the what? The reason. The reason is that you have not what? Exercised yourself to be able to do what? To do it. But there is potential. You have potential. Say, oh, inner potential. Hallelujah. You need to train yourself. Let me tell you, when you come to church, you are given information. Praise the Lord. But you are also provided, you know, the opportunity and the activity to practice what you have learned. Praise the Lord. After you are taught about prayer, we should avail you with what? With an opportunity to pray, with an activity to pray. That's why you need to come to the prayer meeting, because that's where you're going to put in practice what you have learned about prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we teach you evangelism, we take you on the mission field and we teach you how to evangelize. Praise the Lord. Jesus in Matthew 6 taught his disciples about prayer. Praise the Lord. And then he took them, Peter, to the mountain to pray. Told them the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And then he sent them and says, he sent them two by two to go and preach. Amen. So, it is not just getting what? Information. No gamba, ekigambo kyabadde kyamaanyi. Walosa we yokola chi? Eyokukola. Okuchiteka mu chi? Munkola. Hallelujah. Bible egamba temubeeranga bawuliriza buwuliriza ba kigambo. Nga mwerimba limba. Naye mubeera baki? Be doers of the word. Praise the Lord. Be doers of the word. Hallelujah. Say, I am a doer of the word. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is praying. He's talking to the Father for long hours. Actually, when you read John 17, Jesus talked to his Father. He's fellowshipping with him. He says, my Father, you know, I know. In fact, that is the Lord's prayer. That is the what? The one in John what? 17. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, my Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. Praise the Lord. He is talking to a person he knows. He is in relationship with. He is fellowshipping with him. Praise the Lord. And that sometimes can take a lot of what? How many you have a good friend and you get bored talking to them? You say, that person is my very good friend. But you get what? Mommy Priscilla and the friend, they are looking at what? At themselves. How they talk to each other. Because they are friends, even they just looked at each other. I said, hey, you, my friend, we talk for too long. Isn't so, Mommy Priscilla? Amen. Those days when I was still dating my wife, is what we used to call a simu yechiro. You even just put it on what? And you talk. You talk. Now, my best man, that one beat me. There's a time he talked to, now his wife, for 6 hours. From 10 to 4. I said, you have beaten me. He's in relationship with this person. And he's talking to what? To this person. The conversation is going on and what? On. They are learning of this person. Is God your friend? Is he your father? When it comes to your friend, God, you don't just beep. You talk. I remember I used to escort my wife up to Busega from Chiwatule. And I don't get what? And I even come back when I'm full of what? Joy. Tiki-taka. You know, when the Chisasi road was not yet made, Pastor, forgive me. Pastor God, you used to walk. There are no taxis. You would come back in weird hours and I'm like, Musumbo vow. Kuwerekena. People joke with Musumba, you think, hey, it's very committed. Hallelujah. So when you see married people, don't think that it happened by what? They are conversations. Praise the Lord. So when you're talking to God, it's a conversation. You are in fellowship with the one you love and the one who loves you. Praise the Lord. You're talking to Him. Praise the Lord. It is not boring. Because you love Him. Hallelujah. You worship Him. Hallelujah. You share your thoughts. He talks to you. Amen. Let me tell you, if you can gist, you can pray. Hallelujah. Some of you can meet with your friends and then you talk. Conversation to Maya na Jezikolachi. Jeziva. Nemogera, 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 nemuseka, nemukolachi. Nakuyoga, nebuzanga. Hallelujah. Ane nangi babuza. Nemogera kubichi. You know you can ask God. Nyawan badewogera. Bogera kubichi. Baveko. They are in what? Relationship. If a relationship is a vital relationship, conversation. In fact, marriage is one of the indicators of a failing relationship or a failing marriage is when there is no what? Communication. That is an indicator. Hey. Nchomukwano gukolaji? Maybe the channels are changing. Yeah? In fact, I have a friend of mine like, I look going on doing to do the college. Does it bother you if you've taken a week without talking to God? Does it bother you? In a marriage, my wife, nga. That one is also possible. That one is what? When things are neglected, the devourer will come. Hallelujah. So in prayer, you are talking to God. Hallelujah. It can go from 6 to 6. Sometimes it is, we wake up very early in the morning to commune with God. And in fellowship with God, you are edified. Praise the Lord. You are educated. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, there is how you feel when you are coming from prayer. Eh? This is how you feel. You feel edified. You feel you can overtake anything. Praise the Lord. We are emboldened in the place of what? Prayer with our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So please, some of these notions about prayer, let them not what? Sidetrack you. Praise the Lord. And you know, preachers, you know, as preachers sometimes, not here, you know, you start when you are fervent in prayer. Very fervent. You're contending for souls, you're praying for what? And then when God lifts you up, you are a big man. Yeah? Things have come. And then you begin to say, you people, it's not about what? Until we know what made you and what made this work. Praise the Lord. We will never say such things. Hallelujah. And please, you know, separate yourself from people who downplay prayer. We used to attend a pastor's meeting and they would give us keys to starting a church and they will mention it is not, they will say it is not about what? And they will say parking, good toilets. What else? good Sunday school. Now, those things are good. I love them. I do what? But let me tell you, that is not the thing. Praise the Lord. That is not what? Amen. How many have ever gone to Shrines? A Sabbath. Esabu. Nse nari nyingide kumbu sabu. Nari nyingide kumbu shi? Si kuunda gula. But we had someone we knew. He had what? So one time I said, let me just see what is in what? So, in Esabu, first of all, maybe these days, first of all, they are grass-touched. They have no beauty or comeliness. They have no what? Or comeliness that you should desire them. Grass-touched. And you sit down. Auntie, where is Auntie Maggie? Auntie Do, Ntem. But you see cars what? Packed. Men of what? No sango gusajanga guva mu office. Nene gutu kari. Ate they strip you of all your what? Your dignity. Jamwengato. Bajaja tebagalachi. And then you don't sit. No salako. Ate kabaka zikiza. For you want light. Kabakachi? Kazikiza. Why do people go there? Kubanga bamu gambie, nti judge ori akola. Not, you know. But you know, sometimes you can come to church, you know, gamba. Let me tell you. Now, that one, I have seen that whatever, it is in our village. People camp there for like a month. Yagenda mukolaji? Kumujanjaba, kumuamburura, na kumuambaza. Now, if you don't know Luganda, forgive me. Some words are better said, what? But people camp what? Retreat. In fact, let me tell you. People do retreats to empower themselves, to protect themselves. And they put in what? Money. Let me tell you, when they get a miracle, those people don't forget. They don't forget. Azaye wajaja. Some of you have forgotten us. Forget. Anyway. Hallelujah. But then you come to church and you're like, nga chirito chirio, che chakurese. Waze kusaba. Kama ibaziwe. Campingao. Orabe. Pastor, I feel this towards the end of this. From now, okay, we have started, but we need to engage much more. Let me tell you, the things you want to do, it is not by might. It is not by power. But by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Jesus was praying because he saw us. It's not that he was just praying for what? Hallelujah. So Jesus was not against what? Long prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let me just go through two maybe three scriptures and then we'll be done. Let's just go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. Acts 1 verse 14. Acts 1 verse 14. Let's do it together. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. In fact, before they went out to preach, they are found what? Praying. Hallelujah. And in Acts 2, when the Bible talks about suddenly, it's not your suddenly. Amen. When the Holy Spirit came, fell on them. That's why Peter was not shocked. No, he said, this is what was prophesied by prophet who? Joel. Praise the Lord. That in the last days, he will pour out his spirit upon all what? Flesh. Now, in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Maybe let's start from 41. It says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about what? 3,000 souls. Verse 42. And they did what? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in what? In prayer. They continued. Those who gladly received the word of God continued in what? In prayer. Hallelujah. Acts 3:1. Hallelujah. Let's read together. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. So they had a prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. They had an hour of prayer. A prayer meeting should not be less than what? Yeah. Now, here we pray 1 hour. Amen. So they are praying. Acts 4:23. Let's read together. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. 24. And when they had that, they lifted up their what? Voices to God, and with one accord, and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made the heavens and the earth and the seas and all that therein is. Verse 31. Hallelujah. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. The early church prayed. When they were persecuted, they did not what? Raise up placards and say, government yetu yambe. They lifted up their voices and what? And prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at some prayer in the epistle. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, it can go on and on. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6. Aba Philippi nyamukaga. Be anxious. Hallelujah. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. What you worry about, it means you have not given it to God. Amen. It is still in your what? In your hands. Hallelujah. Let's read another scripture. Let's go to Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Romans 12:12. Hallelujah. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Continuing what? Instant in prayer. We never stop praying. Hallelujah. Prayer is a constant. Prayer is what? A constant. Sometimes we end again to start it again. Praise the Lord. When we stop, it is to start it what? Again. We never stop what? Praying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Abathessalonike chisoka. Tano kumina msambu.
I feel the Luganda anointing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. There is no ceasing in prayer.
Now, if you hear those verses, but like that one, you need someone to help you misunderstand it. But it is very simple. Pray without what?
Hallelujah. Now, let me end with these three things. Write them down. Hallelujah. Prayer is first of all not a suggestion. It is not what? It is an instruction. We are instructed to pray. Look at that verse. Pray without ceasing. It's an instruction. Hallelujah. Prayer is fellowship. When I pray, I am fellowshipping with God. Amen. Prayer is also service. You are ministering to people when you pray. Hallelujah. In prayer, we minister to people. We pray for people. That's why Apostle Paul would say, pray for me. Commentators would say, pray. I pray for you for wisdom and revelation. I do not cease to give thanks and to make mention of you in my prayers. Hallelujah. Prayer is not a suggestion. It is an instruction. Prayer is fellowship. You fellowship with your Father. Prayer is service. Hallelujah. Let me end with the scripture. In Luke chapter 2 verse 37. Luke 2 37. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers. For how long? That woman. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. I know we have been praying. But I feel there is an urgency we need to put in prayer as a church. Praise the Lord. We need to there is an urgency we need to put on prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rekuta pakata labakusete kete. Raka pakata kute kete 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 kete. When you hear such a message, you ought to rise up on your feet and begin to pray. Rekuto pakata kata. Rekuto palakata. Zuko pakata kata koto koto. Raka raka brakoto. Ask the Father right now to baptize you with a fire to pray. Rekuto prakata. Rapakata kata kata kata. A fire to pray. Lord, a fire to pray. Rekupa kata kata koto kata. Raka brakoto. A fire to pray, Lord. Lord, stir up prayer. Stir up prayer, Lord. In the hearts of men and women. In this congregation. Stir up prayer. Stir up prayer.